This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The boost in security around Donald Trump is apparent at the U.S. Republican National Convention this week, days after the attempt on Trump's life, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A column of Secret Service agents kept him away from the crowd. No handshakes or hellos. His campaign is not talking about the security boost or how that might impact his interactions going forward. Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, whose agency oversees the Secret Service, did not offer details earlier this week, but as law enforcement officials warn of the potential for more political violence.
Adjustments have been made to the former president's detail, to the current president's detail, as well as to the vice president's detail.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris addressed publicly for the first time the recent assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, condemning the act as heinous, horrible, and cowardly, echoing President Joe Biden's call for unity during the political campaigns.
Violence is never acceptable. There can be no equivocation about that.
Harris expressed relief Trump was not seriously injured and extended her thoughts and prayers to Trump's family and the family of a rally attendant who died shielding his family from the shooting. A Florida man has been arrested for making threats against U.S. President Joe Biden. Jason Patrick Alde, 39, was arrested on Monday, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Florida said. Alde of Quincy, Florida, allegedly, quote, engaged in sending threatening communications, making threats against President Joe Biden and other federal officials, the office said in an announcement on